Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey guys, excited to be back for another episode, this time of The Apprentice, Season 1, Episode 4, Ethics Schmetics. Alright, so this is an episode where we'll see the participants will cross or be close to breach an ethical red line. As always, we're going to hear a few comments from the episode itself and then dissect it together. So first is a lesson from Trump.
Once you make a deal with someone, it's really important to carry it through. You start developing the wrong reputation, it makes it impossible to make future deals. Once you shake hands, that should be it.
All right, so Trump is saying that shaking hands should be the basis for making deals and that essentially your word is your bond and that you should try to live up to it as much as you can. In order to create goodwill and forge a reputation that will allow subsequent deals to happen. Although no one is forcing your hand, no one is making, if it's all written in contract, you can still walk away from a handshake, let's say. You have to remember that life is a long game. Business is a long game. And it is a small world. So you don't want to burn bridges. You want to create goodwill. You want to have good relationships. You want to be known as someone who is reliable. And as such, a deal is a deal. Even though the circumstances change or other things can come up, if you try to cultivate the reputation for living up to the promises and not letting down the people who trust you, then you will have opportunities to do business again. When you let down the people who trust you, you create a negative feedback loop and thus create a negative reputation. And with that, you will get fewer and fewer opportunities. So basically, this is a path to avoid. What you want to do is build and live up to your reputation by being known as someone that for whom his word is his or her bond and who still comes through even if there may be setbacks, challenges, or just changing circumstances. The takeaway here is you want to be reliable, right? Being reliable is a skill. It's an attribute. It's something that will make you stand out in the long run. So it doesn't matter if it's with your clients, with your bosses. Being reliable is something that is extremely valuable in the workplace. All right, so next clip we're going to watch will be a reminder on the importance of margins.
What happened? I mean, what's going on?
The women focus more on the bar, the biggest dollars. They spend way more time inside the restaurant selling drinks and merchandise rather than hawking $5 coupons outside. Both the bar and lack of merchandising hurt you quite a bit because there was this happy hour, trying to generate people to get up there, but then there was nothing that happened there.
Well, for a great reward, the women are going up to what a lot of people consider the best golf course anywhere in the state of New York, Trump National, and you're going to have a lot of fun. The men, you're going to your suite, and I'm going to see you at the boardroom in a little while. Someone is getting fired.
All right, so again, here we see that the women focused on selling high-margin products. In this episode, both teams were asked to manage the Plant Hollywood restaurant for a whole day in Times Square. And what happens is that the woman had the right strategy and essentially focused on selling the higher margin items, which were mostly at the bar. The men, however, had a completely other, neglected that area and, of course, did not win once again. The reason why this episode is called Ethics Schmetics is because both teams blur the lines. And here you're going to see an exceptional intervention from Trump with the women's team, and we'll comment on it just a bit later.
You beat the guys fair and square, but you're coming a little close to crossing the line, relying on your sexuality to win. Well, it's unnecessary. Carolyn?
Things like that aren't going to get you the job here. I want to know that one of you may be president of one of his companies.
Anyway, good luck.
All right, so this is a very special intervention from Trump because he sees that the girls, although they won fair and square, and he reminds them of that, they used a bit of their looks, they pushed to that side to help close some sales. And Trump was not pleased with that. Basically, his message to them was that they are worth more than that. They can get the great business results without leaning necessarily or crossing any types of borders. If you hear again this clip, which I may play again, that he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to say anything about this because they had already won. But he flew out to the golf course and interrupted their session to let them know that although they were the winner, they could have done better and they should have done better. So let's hear that again and appreciate that this was very good advice and that this was sensitive, that this was the right moral advice and that it's done publicly in 2004.
Hello, folks. You know, I've had something on my mind, and I really want to talk to you about it. So let's go into Carolyn's office, okay?
Mr. Trump said, I need to talk with you all. I didn't know what to expect.
Now, I don't want to ruin your day of golf at Trump National, but I have something to say. You are smart, dynamic, and attractive women. You beat the guys fair and square, but you're coming a little close to crossing the line, relying on your sexuality to win. Well, it's unnecessary. Carolyn?
Things like that aren't going to get you the job here. I want to know that one of you may be president of one of his companies.
Anyway, good luck.
Thank you. Okay, so that was it again. So I hope you appreciate this effort that was made on his part. Although it was just a little bit, he thought it was unnecessary. He reminded them of their qualities, their good traits, and that they can still win without any of that. So. I think that this is important to keep in mind in the historical context of how Trump has been depicted by the media. It is one example, but it can be telling as well. All right, so let's go for the next clip.
Nice sales. Take your seed money and hire somebody. That's why you see people walking around with those big, you know, placards giving cards away because management's not going to do it. They're too busy. They're too valuable.
So this is a very good lesson from Carolyn, who is telling the men that they wasted their time by being, this is something they did in the first episode, by heckling people that were passing by to come into the restaurant like they were doing for the lemonade sales. I guess what she's saying here is she's encouraging the men to be more strategic, that they could have used part of the budget that they had to put someone, maybe an hourly worker, to do it outside of our commission. They could have hired someone to do it instead of doing it themselves. Basically, she's saying that management at a certain level becomes too valuable for the much more operational tasks. And so when you get to a strategic role, even though you may enjoy doing the front line work, it's not what's asked of you. You have to be the one looking at the big picture and making sure the moving pieces are aligned. Trump is disappointed. He will call three of them again in the boardroom and will fire one. The ethics breach that the men did is that they pretended that one of the men was a sports star and signed autographs that got people in. But it wasn't actually true. And that made one of the colleagues uneasy. But him being uneasy was a bit ostracized. And then he was picked, along with a leader and another one, to be in the boardroom. But ultimately, even though it was a leader who had the kind of the unethical behavior Trump still saw potential in him and let him go for another week. And the person who was fired was Bowie. Essentially, he was kind of tap dancing around it. He went along with the unethical idea, even though he says he wasn't for it. And I guess being in the middle, once something is black or white, didn't serve him well. So he was easier to fire, I guess, than the others. So to sum up this episode, Trump is saying that your word is your bond. A deal is a deal. The women had a winning strategy by focusing on higher margin items. Trump went out of his way to remind the women that they didn't need to lean into to sales. And the men made the mistake of doing operational roles when they should have been more strategic. All right, so that sums it up for today's episode. I hope you enjoy it and see you on the next ones. Thank you. All right, so just to add an explanation here, Bowie was tap dancing around the answer, whether it was ethical or not, and whether he wanted to do it or not. Whereas Kwame, who was the team leader and engaged fully in the behavior, said that his intent was never to deceive and that he was never uttering a lie. He was saying his name, where he's from, and basically the other person who was promoting him was saying that he works on Wall Street. So he did have the appearance of, let's say, an NBA player, and he was signing, you know, jerseys or footballs, basketballs, but he stood his ground by saying that he never pretended to be someone he wasn't, even though the optics don't look good. It's the fact that he stood his ground and had a rational explanation made sense, I think, made sense to the eyes of Trump. Whereas Bowie, it was clear he was looking for the right answer. It didn't come from him. He was seeking what was the right thing to say instead of coming from a core truth. And Nick was saying it was completely objectionable and he didn't participate in any of it, and that like got his mood down, which isolated him from the team and got him to the boardroom. So this is something that Trump does himself. He doubles down when he believes something is correct, even though the optics don't look good. Here we see that being in the middle, trying to change the narrative just to fit what is trending at the moment, is the wrong choice. It's better to either be completely against it or to explain why you're for it, as Kwame did. So to sum up this episode, Trump is saying that your word is your bond. A deal is a deal. The women had a winning strategy by focusing on higher margin items. Trump went out of his way to remind the women that they didn't need to lean into to sales. And the men made the mistake of doing operational roles when they should have been more strategic. All right, so that sums it up for today's episode. I hope you enjoy it and see you on the next ones. Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.